the Saturday Light Brigade. That's Bob Dylan and This Old Man and Isabella. That's for you. I hope that you enjoyed at least that substitute request this morning. We're so glad that you are tuned in. I have a few more emails to acknowledge, and it's Isabella, by the way, not Isabella. It's Isabella. And thank you for being with us. And hello to Charlene, who is listening in San Diego, California. Well, well, Brittany's got lots of fans up early in San Diego, wanting to say how proud they are of their niece, Brittany. She is quite something in our family, writes Charlene. We are sending our love to her. Good luck, girl. Love, Uncle Ross, Uncle Brian, and Aunt Char, which is terrific. And by the way, this is not atypical that we get these kinds of messages, which is a good thing. You're going to hear two songs from this person. And we're really proud, first of all, to be partnering with Gildas Club of Southwestern Pennsylvania. Gildas Club had a battle of the bands earlier this year, and Brittany D'Orazio, you know, Bert's daughter, was the winner, and she is accompanied by Frank DiDiano. Hopefully I got that correct. And he's a multi-instrumentalist. She is a great singer and also plays sax. We'll hear a couple songs from them. Please join me as we welcome to the Saturday Light Brigade Brittany D'Orazio and Frank DiDiano.
Listen to the song here in my heart, a melody I start but can't complete. Listen to the sound from deep within, it's only beginning to find release. Oh, the time has come for my dreams to be heard. They will not be pushed aside and turned into your own, all 'cause you won't listen. Listen, I am alone at a crossroads. I'm not at home in my own home, and I tried and tried to say what's on my mind. You should have known. Oh, now I'm done believing you. You don't know what I'm feeling, more than what you made of me. I followed the voice you gave to me, but now I've gotta find my own. You should have listened. There's someone here inside, someone I thought had died so long ago.
Brittany D'Orazio, that was beautiful. You've got one heck of a voice. I know it's hard to sing in this room sometimes, and under these circumstances, we have a lot of soundproofing. You sounded great. When did you discover you had a passion for singing?
Well, I've been in musical theater since I was six. So, yeah, whenever I started there, I really liked singing and just stuck with it.
That's a long time. Are you studying musical theater now, or what? You're both from Plum, and you're both out of high school, right?
No, actually, we're both still seniors in high school.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I was thinking you were 19. You're both 18, right? So do you know, do you have any plans after graduation?
Yeah, I'm actually attending Point Park University in the fall.
For musical theater?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's absolutely great. How did you get involved with Gilda's Club?
Well, actually, my father, his friend is, she works for Gilda's Club. And so, yeah, I got involved with her.
Well, that's great. And it had to be exciting for the Battle of the Bands. You ended up being the winner. And what did you feel like having that happen?
Well, it was awesome. I mean, we were the only ones that were, we had like two people. The rest of them were, you know, they had, you know, bass guitar, you know, vocals, everything. So, yeah, it was, I wasn't expecting it, but it was, yeah, it was awesome.
I'll bet. Now, the song you just did, can you tell me a little bit about the song?
That was Listen by Beyonce. It's actually from the soundtrack of Dreamgirls.
And you clearly liked the song, or you wouldn't have chosen it. You really have an incredible voice. And then let's get a chance to meet Frank DiDiano, also from Plum. Have you guys like known each other since you were little kids or anything?
Since about eighth grade. We went to elementary school together, but we started becoming friends in eighth grade.
Well, that's great. And what are your plans for after graduation?
I'm attending WVU for music.
Excellent. Well, boy, it's great to have both of you here. Performance or teaching, or not sure?
Education right now, but it might change to performance.
Excellent. Now, you've got one more song to do. I want to be sure you mention anything you would like to, if you want to say hello to anybody or acknowledge anybody. This is the perfect time to do it. I'll start with Britt.
Well, thank you, Aunt Char, Uncle Brian, Uncle Ross, and my dad for the messages. That was really nice. And thank had my mom as well.
Great. And this will be up on neighborhoodvoices.org, where you can send links to lots of people to listen and listen and listen and hopefully type in a few comments to you, too. Frank, do you want to say hello to anybody or any acknowledgments?
Thanks for the support. And me and Brittany have a band, Pittsburgh Soul Project, together. So if anyone's looking for an awesome band that plays cool, soulful music, then hit us up.
Well, that's good to know. How can they reach you?
You can reach us at my email address. It's ddiano, D-I-D-I-A-N-O, 88 at yahoo.com.
Easy. Ddiano88 at yahoo.com. What's the next song you're going to do?
We're going to be performing If I Ain't Got You by Alicia Keys.
Once again, our pleasure to have winners of Gilda's Club of Southwestern Pennsylvania's Battle of the Band, the competition, Brittany D'Orazio and Frank D'Adiano, D'Adiano.
Some people want diamond fountain. Promises forever young. Some people need 3 dozen roses, and that's the only way you prove you love them. Hand me the world on a silver platter.
Congratulations and thank you to Brittany D'Orazio and Frank DiDiano, and I hope you enjoyed them as much as we enjoyed bringing them to you. It's ddiano88@yahoo.com if you would like to get in touch with them, if you have ideas for music for their group, if you're looking for somebody to play. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. It's 7 minutes now before 11 o'clock.